Well, thanks for joining us today as we journey through the Bible. Today, we're going to look at Genesis chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. And again, I encourage you to invite a friend or a family member to make this journey through the Bible with us. Genesis chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. The man said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. And that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh." God looked over all his creation, and he proclaimed, "It is good," except for one thing. Seeing the man standing by himself, God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." Why does God say that? Because the essence of community is found in the person of the triune God. And Adam's need for community could not be met in and of himself. Alan Ross says it this way: "The man was thus created in such a way that he needs the help of a partner, or we may say that human beings cannot fulfill their destiny except in mutual assistance." Adam was formed out of the dust, but his partner was formed from the already created man. Today's passage begins with Adam's first words after he woke up to see his partner. And when you read this passage, don't miss Adam's sheer excitement. He is beside himself. "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." Adam's statement of excitement is the foundational instruction for the relationship of a man and a woman in marriage. The man and woman are to leave the primary influencers of their life, to that point, their parents. They are to be united to each other in a lifelong commitment, and they are to become one flesh. That one flesh relationship involves physical oneness, exclusive intimacy, emotional oneness, exclusive feelings, spiritual oneness, a common love for God and a desire to follow Him, and a oneness of mission, going the same direction at the same time, for the same reason. The man will leave his father and mother, be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Father, thank you for creating us in your image and passing to us the need for community. Thank you for providing that community in the intimate partnership of marriage. May our marriages be an example of what it looks like when a husband and wife are in love with you and in love with each other. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.